feed your soul growing old. I grew up, it was, you know, me and my mother, and then my mother got married, and that was, in short, a terrible situation. You know, it was filled with kind of all the stereotypical types of abuses you might think of were in and around our house and in and around our community. And that was something that you just grew up almost kind of taking for granted, like, yeah, this is how it is. But even still, parts of me and seeing that and experiencing that were always like, you know, there's got to be something better than this. There's got to be more than this. This can't be just the way life is. There's some brokenness here. There's something wrong with this kind of situation. My mother agreed. She got a divorce and we moved off. And so from that point on, I was working, going to high school, helping her with the bills. And she was grinding, working two jobs often, you know, and just trying to get me in school, trying to keep me focused on the things I needed to worry about, not always coming in the house talking about we broke or anything like that, but just letting me try to have some semblance of a childhood, which a lot of that had been lost in those first, that 7 to 13 kind of range of my life. I was 13 at the end of that situation was when I found Outkast, was when I wanted to hear music that connected with pain. I wanted to hear music that connected with raw and real experiences, because that's what I was going through every day. It wasn't like all I gotta do is go home, do my homework, and go play outside afterwards. No, like, this was real life happening, and those experiences I remember just being so raw, and I couldn't articulate them, and they were traumatic for me, and they were, I mean, I hated them, but was able to find therapy and listening to music and finding my own artistic voice eventually, and sports and all that other stuff, video games, all that stuff that kids get into. I fell in love with Outkast because I just thought they were so different. I just thought it was like, these weren't gangsters, you know. I didn't have to pretend like I was gonna shoot somebody or, you know, be disrespectful to folks. It, you know, that all that music that I grew up with was just, you know, looking back on it, was just completely, it was like terrorism on my ears, you know, like it was just the most objectionable thoughts you could imagine towards other people, towards life, and all of that. And they were just bringing a different kind of perspective of trying to appreciate life, enjoy life, go through these things. But still, I mean, they still had that braggadocio that rappers have, you know, I'm the man, you know, they, Big Boy always brought that, you know, and I appreciated that, but they were able to do it kind of within their own context instead of them saying,